Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
I found this list the other day, and I'm not a list guy, you know what I mean? But yeah. When one, you know, pops out and kind of catches my attention.
Like Schindler's?
No, not that one.
Okay, I'm just asking questions.
Don't like that list at
all.
I'm
just asking questions.
I've never even read it. Never even read that one.
Oh, yeah.
No, not even. No. No, this is the greatest rappers of all time. We'd like to hear your opinion on this. 727-579-1025. 800-771-1025. And this is a great list here, too, because it has categories. We could go best all-time rappers, worst all-time rappers, best female rappers, best white rappers, greatest lyricist, and best Florida rappers. I like it. That's a lot of categories to choose from. I will let you guys choose Jeopardy style. Anna, which category would you like to go with?
I'm going to go with best white rappers.
How did I know you were going to do that?
Because there's only like one.
That's not true,
not true
actually.
At all.
Or two.
No.
It's only a few relevant ones.
Yeah, but I will say this. I don't know if I agree at all.
That with, they're white?
No, with this list. Not really. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. And this is actually listing the top 100 white rappers.
There's that many.
I can name maybe three.
I know. Okay. Number 100. Would you like to hear who it is?
You're going that far down. All right, go for it.
Sunreal.
Oh my God.
You know Sunreal?
No.
He has a song called "The Stroll" and another one called "Everywhere We Go." No, nothing.
No.
Sunreal. Sunreal.
99 makes me laugh.
Ooh, is Atmosphere on there?
Who?
Do you know who Atmosphere is?
Atmosphere.
Spelled like
white rapper.
Atmosphere.
Yeah.
Like the space.
I'm looking. I don't see this white person. I'm continuing.
Maybe he's not white. I don't know.
I'm continuing.
I probably should have looked up a picture of him. I assumed he was white, but by the cadence of his voice.
I'm trying more. I'm not. Wow. Weird Al Yankovic's number 23. I'm continuing. This is sad.
Weird Al Yankovic.
They're just throwing any white dude that's in music in here. It's like, oh, Hank Williams Jr. I'm kidding. I made that one up. No, I don't see Atmosphere on this list.
Okay.
Number one is Eminem, which that's pretty apparent.
Yeah.
He's arguably the best rapper of any color. Would you agree?
I think that he's a great lyricist. I don't really like the sound of his voice. It's just always angry.
I'm sure he loves your voice, too.
And unless I'm angry.
I don't like the sound of his voice. I'm female. I'm just kidding.
unless I'm angry, I don't want to listen to Eminem.
I think he's fine.
He's pretty fantastic.
Number two on the list. Any guesses?
For white guys?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I don't know very many. I'm going to say Lil Dicky.
Lil Dicky is a great guess, but he is number seven.
Boo.
Love Lil Dicky.
Is Logic white?
Is Logic white? Why? No, Logic is he is of mixed ethnicity.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan
so
of Logic,
can he be
though.
Like 6.5 or something?
You like Logic?
Yeah, I was listening to you today.
Love Logic.
At the gym.
Yeah. I like how they have Everlast on here at 15.
That's a rapper?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, he went to like a little music phase kind of thing, like a folk singer. He sucks. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Matt, what's happening, pal?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Oh, nothing. We're talking about best white rappers of all time.
Yeah, I just missed. Who's number one?
Number one's Eminem.
Beastie Boys, number two.
Number two. Nailed it. Who's your favorite white rapper of all time, racist?
Who's my favorite white rapper?
Yeah.
Racist, gee whiz.
I was pointing it on.
He was talking to me.
I apologize.
Oh. My favorite is the Beastie Boys, absolutely.
There you go. So you nailed it. Beastie Boys, number two on the list. Congrats. Let's play Dead Wipers and Wipers. Wipers? Wipers?
Dead Wipers.
Where did this? That's not stroking out. That's possession. Is what
I was going to say, let's do dead white wrappers in an envelope. And it came out Dead Wipers. Oh, man. That might be you if you keep up with the diarrhea. That might be you tonight.
There's a lot of that going
on. That segment will be called Kill Whitey.
Oh, sorry. Jesus.
Kill
Whitey.
Okay,
that's enough of that.
Dr. Mage Harmony, please stop on it, please.
I think Don from HR loves this show and wants us to continue to stay on the air.
Phone lines are blowing up. People want to talk about their favorite honky rappers. Tim, what's happening?
Hey, what's up,
JB? What's up, Tim?
Hey, what up? Yeah, man, Lil Wayne, off top, is the best rapper alive.
Lil Wayne is the best rapper alive?
Definitely not white, but...
We can go to the greatest of all times, and let's see where Lil Wayne ranks on the greatest rappers of all time. Lil Wayne, Tim, is, and I'm panning down here. I am panning down. What number is Lil Wayne?
You're going to be disappointed, Tim.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne is number 26.
Number 26.
Who put that list together?
This is Ranker.
Yeah, Ranker.com. They're really good. I don't know, man. KRS-One is number 20. I got to say Lil Wayne's better than KRS-One.
Bro, do you listen to Lil Wayne? If you really hear him, first of all, I'm a big Wayne fan, and that dude, he started when he was 14 years old.
Yeah.
He got signed on to Cash Money, and even when his first, like, started rapping, he was rapping with no curse words because of his mom or whatnot.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
For short, he was writing his raps. One day, there's even a song, it's called 10,000 Bars, and you can he had all his raps written, and you can hear him in his song. It's about almost a 30-minute song. And he just flows and reads all his raps all on one song, and that's the last time he's ever written. That dude don't even write his raps. He comes straight off the top in the studio, and he makes a song off the top of his head.
No, he is good. You know what I'm saying? No, I agree, man. Like,
the only other person that does that is Jay-Z. Like,
yeah.
Don't even write. So Wayne, off top, if you listen to him, man, I mean –
Tim,
this guy knows a lot about Wayne.
Tim, I agree. He should be way higher than number 26.
Yeah, man. I'm the one I call and I try to battle Drew. I'm always roasting Drew on the radio.
Word. Careful. Yeah. Drew's got mad skills. He can spit bars.
Nah, he don't want to see me.
All right, Tim. Thanks for the call, pal.
All right, man.
Kevin Holly on Facebook just said he can't call in at the moment, but what about Kool Moe Dee?
Kool Moe Dee?
Not even on the list.
Not a white rapper.
No, but Kevin Holly says, what about Kool Moe Dee? And
look,
I'm looking at the top 50. He's not even in the top 50.
I'm an old school guy, and this is why I kind of crapped on KRS-One a little bit. Like, I know that he was revolutionary, and he did a lot of, social kind of issues and things like that back in the 80s, and he was very influential when it comes to the hip-hop scene and how it started out. But if you listen to old school rap, lyrically, very basic bitch stuff compared to what is being done in the last 15, 20 years. I mean, the 90s kind of blew up rap lyrically.
Yeah.
When Tupac came on the scene, when Biggie came on the scene, when Nas came on the
Change
scene.
The game.
Lyricist, you know what I mean? When Tribe Called Quest came on the scene, when Outkast came on the scene, real lyrics were being made. And instead of, like, if you listen back in the 80s and the late 70s, very cat, hat, bat, rat type of rhyming going on. It was kind of basic stuff.
So where is Drake on this list? Is he on the white rappers? Is he on the other rappers?
He is on the Canadian Jewish rapper list, which is, he's number one on that. No, Drake on the top of all time of all rappers.
Not
is,
even in the top 50.
That is sad.
He's not. There are guys
Have
like.
Have they heard headlines? Like, it's amazing.
Exhibit is number 49. Warren G is number 50.
Warren G is pretty good.
Let's see. Ice-T is number 45. Cypress Hill's up there at number 40. There you go. But no Drake. The Game is in there.
I like The Game.
Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill's up there.
Lauryn Hill's a rapper?
She's a racist.
She's great, but she's, I mean, as an artist.
Slick Rick's at number 31.
Drake. Drake.
Hit music all day.
Yeah.
The new Hot 101.5.
Yeah. I stole it from next door. That's what I do. I'm the Amy Schumer of songs. Let's go to Jimmy. What's up, Jimmy? You're on the Johnny B Show.
Hey, what's going on? I love the show.
Thanks, pal.
You're great.
Who's your favorite white rapper, man?
Favorite white rapper? I mean, it's Eminem, of course.
Yes.
And then the Beastie Boys. But what about the old grill with Paul Wall?
Paul Wall on this list. Ooh, he is number 20. Number 20.
Ooh, I got one more. What about Bubba Sparks?
Bubba Sparks, number 24 on the list. I'll tell you, my favorite white rapper besides Eminem is on the list, but you have to go way, way down the list. Have you ever heard of a guy named Mac Lethal?
No.
Look him up on YouTube. Beast. Very fast rapper.
All right, Montez Yahoo.
Thanks for the call, pal.
Guys, Mark Wahlberg's at number 36.
Stop that.
Oh, my God. John Cena is
number 35.
Yes, John Cena is number 35.
This is how weak the white game is in rap. They're grabbing WWE wrestlers. Weird Al Yankovic. Riff Raff is number 39.
No.
John Cena is higher than Iggy.
Iggy Azalea is number 41.
John Cena's higher than Limp Bizkit.
Look, they even snuck in some Hispanic people. Fat Joe is not white.
He's Puerto Rican.
I know.
He's light skinned, but he is Puerto Rican.
It's not his fault he has super silky complexion. Dan, what's up?
Yo, man. Hey, for white rappers, Mac Miller. I don't know if he's on there.
Yes, he is.
Also,
number five.
Yeah, the Everlast thing, bro. How can you say Everlast sucks? Was he not the lead singer, if you will, for House of Pain?
Yeah, they had one song.
Arguably.
Jump around.
They had one song.
White group,
look,
rap group.
I know, but look, here's the reason why I have a bad feelings for Jump Around. I weighed 450 pounds when that song came out. I could not jump around. I had to bounce around, and then everybody made fun of me, Dan.
Johnny was a hokey-pokey
kind
of guy.
Fantastic. I don't like his new stuff either, but that's great, great time.
Yeah, I just meant he sucks now. All right, buddy.
Sucks.
All right, thanks. Mo's not a white rapper. You didn't have to say that about him. Let's go to the phones. Heath, what's up, pal?
Heath?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, hey.
Oh, hey.
Man. Hey, you guys have already, you got my Mac Lethal, you got my Mac Miller, but what about Lil Dicky, man?
Yeah, we got Lil Dicky, too. We also have
He's
the rapper
seven.
Lil Dicky. He is number seven.
How about G-Eazy?
G-Eazy, I don't really get his stuff. I saw him the other day. He popped in on The Voice of all shows. And my girlfriend and I were both like, I don't know who this honky is. And then we found out. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of G-Eazy.
No, I'm not either, man. Logic's another good one, man.
Logic is dope. Yeah, drive that car. Yeah, beat him. Beat him. Beat him. Don't let him beat you, Heath. You got this.
So
I got it.
Thanks for the call.
What if he crashed on
the
air?
He just died.
That's why I hung up on him.
Okay, good.
I didn't want to hear his death.
Yeah, me neither.
The worst rappers of all time list is, you know, pretty star-studded.
I love it, dude.
I love it.
Yeah, let's go through that.
Johnny's a big Pitbull fan.
No, I'm not. I don't hate Pitbull.
He's number two on the worst all time.
He loves to travel. That's what I know about Pitbull.
I don't hate him. I find him comical to me because he's like he crashes parties. Like there'll be a song going on with like, J-Lo or something.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, he just walks in a room, kind of like Ludacris says.
Yeah.
He just walks in the room. He's like, hey, Dolly, worldwide, Dolly, ha, Dolly, ha. And then he walks away. And then they start singing again. It's like, what just happened? I don't know, some bald old Puerto Rican guy with some sunglasses just walking
in. So ugly. Have you seen his real face?
I don't.
It's atrocious.
That's very mean.
Blech.
Soulja Boy's number one of the worst all time.
As he should be.
Yeah. And then a couple of women make the top 10. Iggy is number three.
That ass, though.
Nicki Minaj, number seven.
By the way,
All-time worst?
Nick Cannon's a rapper?
I did not know that.
Yeah, you know he tried to be a comedian lately, too. Did you see that special?
No.
Poop.
With the tattoo on his back, I don't
know. Poo-poo. Yeah. Showtime shame.
Worse than the leather special?
Shame.
Hey,
no.
Guys, Kevin Federline's number 10. We all remember him.
He's not bad.
He's a rapper?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought he was a backup dancer.
No. Oh, yes, he was that too. He started a rap career after he made babies with Britney.
Britney.
No. Yeah. Sean Combs is number 16.
He's a horrible rapper.
Yeah?
Yes.
I just. Shaq's at number 19.
Just swinging off of Dead Biggie's balls this whole time. Poor guy. Rest in peace.
Can we really say Vanilla Ice is one of the worst rappers of all time? He's number 25.
Yes.
Yeah?
Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay. Ice Baby. That's it.
That's it.
I shouldn't say that. He follows me on Twitter. And if he hears that, he's going to unfollow me like he did Drew. For some reason, Lil Wayne made number 26 on the worst rappers list and number 26 on the best.
Don't get it.
Don't get it either. Mike Jones, number 28. French Montana, number 29. Yeah, there's some pretty bad ones on here. I have to disagree. Number 32, Missy Elliott. I think Missy Elliott's good.
She was great.
Yeah. Yeah, so I disagree. Let's take some more calls. Let's go to OJ Big Mike.
What's up, buddy? How you doing, Johnny B?
Good, man. Long time no hear. How are you, pal?
I'm good. I went through some health issues, but I'm all good. I'm back. Boy.
Good, man. It's good to hear, bro. I'm glad we get to hear from you more often now that y'all healthy and whatnot.
Word up. Are you talking about good rappers now or bad rappers?
All that, son. We got categories for days.
All right. Well, I think Nas is one of the best rappers there was.
Yeah, I started the segment by mentioning how Nas was one of the guys that changed the games and made rap really a lyrically based kind of a genre where it was more about the culture, I think, in the 80s. They were trying to set the B-boy whole culture up, you know, those the DJs and the scratching and break dancing and all that, which I love. I mean, I've been watching The Get Down. I just finished season two. Love that era. But rap changed in the 90s with guys like Nas and Biggie and Tupac and all the lyricists that really changed the way the game is played. So, yeah, I agree. Nas, still the king.
All right, word. And what about Drew Garabo for white rapper?
Drew Garabo should be on this list. The guy definitely has mad skills and can flow with the best of them for a 47-year-old white man. I believe he is unmatched.
All right, Johnny B, you guys have a great day.
Thanks, OG. Thanks for listening, pal. 727-579-1025. Justin. Yo, Justin.
He did.
Justin,
I'm here.
You ain't dead. What's up, Justin?
You gotta give me the guy's real name. Uh-huh. He had a big hit album, 12 Inches of Snow.
His name was Snow. Informer. You know, so that means somebody have a plan. I lick it, boom, boom, down. They take the man that said it. That means somebody have someone on the land. I lick it, boom, boom, down.
There you go.
I don't know his real name.
I did that all night long when I was 8 years old. Oh,
no. That's sad. I was in college. Well, nice. What about his other big hit? Lonely, lonely Monday morning.
I don't even remember that one.
Thanks for the call, pal.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.